evil will also be accepted. This will occur just before or after when the sun will rise from the west instead of the east. And then the doors of Tawbah will be closed. So concerning this creature which will speak to people, further explanation has been mentioned in the hadith that it will recognize each person who is a believer and who is a disbeliever. Those who are believers, it will make their faces shine like the stars. And those that are disbelievers, it will leave a mark on their faces, which will be a clear sign that these people will be in kufr. Further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, in the next surah, mentions Suratul Qasas, which is a Makki surah. This is the last of the Makki surahs. This was revealed at the time of migration, at the time of Hijrah, between Makkatul Mukarramah and a place called Juhfa, which is close to Makkatul Mukarramah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was forced to leave his sacred homeland of Makkatul Mukarramah because of the oppression of the people of Makkah, and with the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala migrated towards Madinatul Munawwara. En route, this surah was revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The relevant verses are at the end of the surah, that today these people are driving you out of your city and forcing you to leave the city of Makkatul Mukarramah, which is so dear and beloved to you. But very soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make Makkah fall at your feet, and you will conquer Makkatul Mukarramah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return you to Makkatul Mukarramah. The relevant verse is إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُّكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has decreed upon you the Qur'an Majid, to make the propagation and practicing upon the Qur'an Majid obligatory upon you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return you to your place of return. The Mufassirin explained that by place of return refers to Makkatul Mukarramah, and ultimately our actual place of return, that is the year after in Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return you to a place of return. So anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the surah at that time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going out and making hijrat from Makkatul Mukarramah. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most portion of the surah mentions the detailed incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The link and the reason is that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had to endure many great trials and tribulations and difficulties in propagating the message of Tawheed to Fir'aun and his nation. And how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was Fir'aun and his people, how they rejected the message of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So the ulama explained that the reason why this incident is mentioned here particularly and throughout the Quran Majid is to give encouragement to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all those who will be doing the work of propagating Tawheed to the people, to kindle the spirit of courage and sacrifice in them, so that in the face of difficulties they will be able to brave those difficulties and endure those difficulties by taking inspiration of the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in detail mentions the circumstances of the birth of Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. A fortune teller had told Fir'aun that a child would be born from the Bani Israel who will cause your entire kingdom and empire to disintegrate and collapse. And so Fir'aun became worried, and he ordered that any child, male offspring of the Bani Israel, they were to be slaughtered and put to death. And this is what he was doing. And in those circumstances, Musa alayhi salam was born. Naturally, the mother was very worried. Allah ta'ala inspired the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that you don't worry. You continue breastfeeding your child till you fear the danger. At that time, then cast him, put him into a box, and then put him into the waters of the river Nile. وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. And don't have any fear for the safety of Musa alayhi salam. وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. And don't grieve over the separation from Musa alayhi salam, because very soon we are going to reunite you with your son Musa alayhi salam. Then she puts the Musa alayhi salam into the waters of the Nile, and the box continues flowing with the waters, and eventually passing the palace of Fir'aun, and the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya, she notices it and tells the attendants to retrieve the box and see what's inside. And to their utter amazement, it was a small child who was Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They didn't know who it was. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the love of the child into the heart of Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun. And since they had no children of their own, she insisted that they adopt the child and make it one of their own. And although Fir'aun was skeptical, but when the wife puts pressure, then the husband, what can he do? So anyway, then in Fir'aun's palace, at his expense, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was brought up. Musa alayhi salam, since he has to be reunited with his mother, Allah Ta'ala made the means also and the circumstances that he refused to suckle on any woman's to suckle the milk of any woman. And the people became worried. The sister of Musa alayhi salam, secretly she was watching the scene and not revealing her true identity. She just gave the mashwara that one woman and any child will definitely drink from this woman, which her own mother, and she brought her own mother. So Musa alayhi salam was reunited with his mother, but he was brought up in the palace of Fir'aun with all the luxuries which normally is accompanying those people, the princes which are in the palace of a king. And this is how Musa alayhi salam was brought up. So in the front of the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala makes the means, and nothing can stop the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from occurring. Further on, when Musa alayhi salam grows up to be a young man and he sees a dispute between one of the corps, the nation of Fir'aun, and his own people, one from the Bani Israel, by Musa alayhi salam punched that corp, but it was a devastating punch. Without the intention of killing that corp died. So there was a big uproar, and eventually the ministers in the court of Fir'aun, they decided that in retaliation they will kill Musa alayhi salam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then through a person who was a well-wisher of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who was informed of this, Musa alayhi salam flees from Egypt and goes to Midian, a journey in those days of 8 days, where there was no one whom Musa alayhi salam knew. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the dua he made, رَبِّ لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ, that, O Allah, I am in need of whatever good you send down for me, make provisions for my food and shelter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that he met up with Shu'aib alayhi salam, the Nabi of his time, and with and then he eventually gets married to one of the daughters of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. He stays in Midian for approximately 8 to 10 years. And then when the danger had already passed in Egypt concerning what was concerning his the decree of his death, then Musa alayhi salam decides to return to Egypt from Midian. And it is en route that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then blesses Musa alayhi salam with nabuwat. Mention of it was made already in the 16th para, and also details in the 9th para, that after Musa alayhi salam was granted nabuwat, he was ordered to go and preach and propagate the message of Tawheed and Haqq to Fir'aun with Harun alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam had made a request that Harun alayhi salam also be made a Nabi and sent with him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted that request. They go to Fir'aun. Fir'aun sees the refuses to accept the message of Haqq, even sees the miracles which Musa alayhi salam was blessed with, but refused to acknowledge them, and he brands them as magic. And eventually the challenge with the magicians is arranged, but the magicians all accept Islam. All these details were mentioned before already. And then the incident continues that the magicians also accept Islam despite being threatened by Fir'aun. So all these incidents are mentioned here also. The second half of Surah Al-Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of another incident, and that is of Qarun. Qarun was from the fraternity and nation of Musa alayhi salam. He was from the Bani Israel. And in fact, he was one of the cousins of Musa alayhi salam. But he was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite having blessed him with enormous and immense wealth, but he was rebellious, and he was like a munafiq and a hypocrite, and he refused to accept the message of Haqq, and he was very boastful. He was concerning how much treasures he had. It's mentioned here that only the keys of his treasures were so weighty that it was burdenous on and heavy for even a mighty troop of men who were strong. They couldn't even carry the keys of his treasures. So much treasures he had. His people reminded him, La tafrah, don't be boastful. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like people who are boastful. But in his immense wealth made him conceited, made him arrogant, made him haughty. And they even reminded him that what Allah Ta'ala has given you, don't forget your share. And do good to others as Allah Ta'ala did good to you. And don't cause corruption on the earth. But he did not, instead of acknowledging that this is from Allah Ta'ala, he says, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ إِنْدِي. He attributed it to his own knowledge, to his own personal skill and talent, and refused to acknowledge that this was a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions that when he used to emerge with all his pomp and glory, with all his riches and wealth, to show how wealthy he was, the people of the dunya, they who had their eyes only on the dunya, they used to say, Ya laytalana mithla ma utiya Qarun. If only we also were granted that which Qarun was given, where he's a very fortunate person indeed. But those, Allah Ta'ala says, who have been blessed with knowledge, in other words, a understanding of deen, they said, Waylakum, woe unto you, thawabullahi khayrun. The reward of Allah Ta'ala is much better for such persons who bring iman and do righteous deeds. So in other words, they were not taken aback, and they were not in any way, the riches of Qarun did not influence them in any way. And they realized that this same wealth, which is actually a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if a person fails that test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can destroy him. And this is exactly what happened, that Allah ta'ala made him sink into the earth, together with all his riches and wealth, and this is how he was completely destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. That this abode of the hereafter, we have kept it for those people who don't desire any type of rebelliousness on the earth, nor any type of corruption. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the good end result is only for those who are the muttaqeen, those who are Allah fearing and obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Al-Ankabut, which is also a Makki surah. In here the central theme is again Tawheed, and with a specific message that trials and tribulations are going to come. Allah Ta'ala in the very first verse mentions that أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ, that do people think that they will be just left like that, in other words, in conditions of ease, that they say, because they said, آمَنَّا, we have brought iman, وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ, and they will not be tested. No, tests will come, trials and tribulations are going to come, and Allah Ta'ala gives the reason for that, so that Allah Ta'ala can make manifest those who are the true ones from those who are the liars, those who are the hypocrites. So to identify the believers from the disbelievers, those who are sincere from those who are not sincere, Allah Ta'ala puts these trials and tribulations to see who is now the true ones and those who are the believers. Allah Ta'ala emphasizes the importance of doing good and being kind to one's parents. That order is also mentioned here. However, we are reminded that in the serving of one's parents and obedience to one's parents, it mustn't be that we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. There is no obedience to any makhluk when it results in the disobedience of our Khaliq, our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further on, many incidents of the nations of the past again are mentioned here. Over and over these incidents are mentioned in the Quran and Majid in different ways, so that we can take a lesson from them. And understand that those who are bent on rebellion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can destroy them. In the last page of the surah, of this para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the reason also of why the surah has been given the name Ankabut, which means spider. Allah ta'ala says, those who now make, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who make others their helpers and patrons, the example is like that of the spider who makes its house, which is the web of the spider. And the weakest of houses is the house of the spider. If only people understand this, that to regard anybody else to be to put your trust into anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something which is like the home of the web of a spider, which is extremely weak and fragile. Just a gust of wind or just a small movement will result in it breaking apart. So we should only place our trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't make anyone your patron and your helper besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه مرفوعا قال: إن لله تعالى سيارة من الملائكة يبتغون حلق الذكر فإذا مروا قال بعضهم لبعض: اقعدوا. فإذا دعا القوم أمنوا على دعائهم، فإذا صلوا على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا معهم حتى يفرغوا، ثم يقول بعضهم لبعض: طوبى لهم لا يرجعون إلا مغفور لهم. رواه ابن النجار. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates the following tradition. There are certain angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who roam the earth searching for gatherings of dhikr. If they happen to pass by one, they call unto each other to come and participate. When the people complete their dhikr and become engaged in dua, they say ameen to their dua. And when the people send durood and salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angels also send durood with them. When the gathering is about to terminate, the angels say to each other, glad tidings to these people, for they shall not return except with all their sins forgiven. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates the following tradition. There are certain angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who roam the earth searching for the gatherings of dhikr. When they happen to pass by one, they call unto each other to come and participate. When the people complete their dhikr and become engaged in dua, they say ameen to their dua. And when the people send durood and salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angels also send durood with them. When their gathering is about to terminate, the angels say to each other, glad tidings to these people, for they shall not return except with all their sins forgiven. This has been narrated by Ibn Najjar. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم، أنا جليس من ذكرني. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہوں، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدھر. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ إلا الله، لا إله 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 إلا الله. محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے، سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے. تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو، الہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا. لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. إلهي عطاه ذرہ درد دل کے مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا. کوئی تجھ سے کچھ، کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے، میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا. نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب، تو مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا. اٹھا غم رکھ امید، امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا. لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا إله إلا الله.
وسلم. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں, وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں, عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت, میں اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانگتا ہوں, ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر, اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں. اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں, میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے, کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے, کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے, کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے, کوئی نہیں, اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلاله تعالى شانه. الله 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 الله. اپنے ملنے کا پتا کوئی نشان, تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں. اللہ 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 اللہ. مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو, چھوڑ دے ساری مستی کو, بستی بستی کہتا جا. اللہ 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 اللہ. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب. الله 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 الله. كل من عليها فان, ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. الله 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 جل جلاله تعالى.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى، ومن العمل ما ترضى، والصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر. اللهم زيننا بالإخلاص والاستقامة، اللهم زيننا بالإخلاص والاستقامة، اللهم زيننا بالإخلاص والاستقامة، اللهم زيننا بكل صفة كانت للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ربنا آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها، أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.